like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Courtney Hughes.
And this is It's Movie Time. All right, the movie, Courtney, is Lean on Pete. Not just Pete, it's Lean on Pete is the name of the horse.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have to bring my tissues for all the crying I'm going to do in this movie or not?
You have to bring tissues, possibly an entire box. It is a tearjerker extraordinaire. You're not getting out of there without a wet face. Profoundly sad and moving and touching about poverty and youth and family. It was very, very deep.
So it's not like Black Stallion or National Velvet.
There's no happy kid bonding with a horse moment, really.
This is Charlie Plummer, who is the star.
And what a star he is, really.
Yeah.
He really embodies youth and his fragility and handsome, but still so young.
He plays a 15-year-old. And we do have Steve Buscemi.
Acting to type, I would think.
Not too far from Fargo.
No, exactly.
He has broken down our aging horses.
Yes, he's not good to his horses.
And right.
Of course, Charlie picks up on that and falls in love with Lean on Pete.
Right. And so they're doing the circuit, kind of low-rent races.
It is not thoroughbred racing. It is not the rich, famous, celebrity-driven. It is the underbelly, the seedy side of horse racing.
Right. And we have various incidents with Charlie and his dad, for instance. How does that go?
Right. Not so well. Not so well. Men are not good in this
movie. Oh, boy,
they are. The men are not good. But the women are his saviors. I like the quote that all of the best women have been waitresses at some point, been a waitress. And all of the women feed him. That's how they show him any kind of love. And for the first scene, it's one gal after another coming through. She feeds him breakfast. Father is telling him about how you can trust women who are waitresses. And I thought that was a theme throughout.
Court, the long scene in the desert. Mm. Do you find that important to the film?
I did. I thought that it was the contrast of all of the poverty and the dirty life that he had and the beauty of just the starkness of the landscape. I liked the soft lighting. It gave you a moment to just kind of take in the landscape of the West and not be with the crowded, dirty lifestyle that he had. I thought that it was a beautiful moment with the horse where he expressed some of his stories of his life as he's stumbling through the desert. I thought it was beautiful, that part.
The cinematography is gorgeous as he walks along with the horse and talking to him. Those are beautiful moments. Now, it's a bit evocative of the great promise the West hoped for all of us.
Right, which didn't quite deliver for many people.
Oh, they're right. So many of the underclass are just
living in that dark, deep, dirty place. But I thought that it gave you time to just look at the sun and the lights and the stars in a way that reminded you of nature versus man.
Charlie's performance. You look at it and you say, wow, this kid is really good, but he's underplaying.
Yeah, he didn't overact at all.
Not at all.
You know, just a scene where he's staring into the mirror at himself, seeing the changes as he goes on this journey, tightening his belt one more notch because he's getting thinner and thinner. He just didn't even really need to say anything, and you knew what pain he was in.
Yeah. So those early scenes in the trailers and everywhere are pretty dispiriting for him. Dad. There are hints of love there.
Yeah. When he's sharing about the mom and the missing mother.
Yes.
And talking about women. He's trying to bond with him. He's trying to give him some feedback, but kids living in squalor, putting his Captain Crunch in the refrigerator so that the roaches won't eat it. You know, you're thinking, guy, you know, get a grip.
But again, there is that element of dad just doesn't know how to do it well. But he tries to share with the kid, which makes Steve Buscemi's role that more important. As Buscemi, sleazy as he is.
Had the manners. He was disturbed when Charlie was just shoveling the food in his mouth.
Yeah. In the world of Charlie, this is benevolence on the part of Del.
As small as it was.
It
was a gift. He gave him money, taught him how to love the horses.
Well, Courtney Hughes, it's called Lean on Pete. What grade would you award?
A B-. It's not an easy film to watch, so in that way, I guess I did want a little bit more of some lightheartedness, but in the end, it was very well done.
And I'm going to award it a B+. I love ones that, as you suggested, stay with you.
Yes.
Lean on Pete.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to shows and read reviews on WCBE.org.